Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Blaine, that being said, let's go ahead and dive into it. We'll start in Austin, Texas, and talk the Texas Longhorns. Of course, as life in the SEC is set to begin this fall, all eyes are on that. Very important spring for Steve Sarkisian's program. First thing that jumps off the page in this game, Blaine, you got to start with Arch Manning. I know that the spring game is a great place for backup quarterbacks to make a name for themselves or put up numbers, but we saw him do this last year. We saw him on the field in very limited action. Of course, I don't think there's a debate. Quinn Ewers is this team's QB1, but and I know it's just a spring game, and we can talk about the secondary, obviously, maybe some of the defensive question marks, because the secondary was a huge question for them last season. So I'm sure it's some mixed feelings if you're a Texas fan, but this Arch Manning kid, I guess we shouldn't be surprised. He's a Manning, but it looks like Texas is pretty well set at the quarterback position for years to come.
Yeah, he was smooth. And I think more so than the yardage and the touchdowns, all that kind of stuff, was just operating at the quarterback position. He looks comfortable. He looks, you know, Manning-esque with his feet. And people a lot of times talk about, when they talk about Eli and Peyton Manning, they talk about, you know, the arm, and when they were younger, the arm strength and the accuracy and all that. Well, it all starts with your feet, and he has those Manning feet. He's able to be efficient in his drops. He's never out of position. He's always has a platform to be able to throw the football, and he showed that by completing, I believe, his first 9 passes of the game without an incompletion. So obviously that's the big excitement there. As you have those big plays from all the quarterbacks, also a freshman quarterback for Texas making big plays as well, you do have to look on the other side and say, come on, secondary, what are we doing? Because some of those, it's not like all of those Arch was just dotting up. Some of them were wide open, nobody's around them. And, hey, that's where you give credit where credit's due. Arch made those throws, and they have speed all over the field at receiver. Particularly Jonte Cook, DeAndre Moore, Ryan Wingo stepped up, made big plays, some of those for Arch Manning. But my goodness, the secondary was nowhere to be found at times, Chris.
Yeah, and you look at the stats, by the way, highlighting Arch Manning, 11 of 13 for 190 and 2 touchdowns in the first half. That was the first half. His final stats, 19 of 25, 355, 3 touchdowns. And to your point, Blaine, it's the thing that can drive us batty when it comes to talking spring football, because if one side does well, that means the other side struggles. And, you know, it's great to see Arch Manning doing well. We all want to see offense, right? I think naturally we all still, most of us, I'm sure there's some diehards out that love to see 10-7 ball games. Most of us want to see offense and high-flying scoring plays, whatever deep touchdown passes. But after the struggles that Texas had a season ago in the secondary, let's just say nothing was done to make anybody feel any better that unit's going to take this massive step forward. I think you could argue, Blaine, that's a reason for concern and certainly a question mark going in the year for Texas. Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Yeah, I mean, and listen, and to be fair, Jahdae Barron didn't play in this game, so that's one guy kind of at that nickel position that wasn't in and wasn't there. But way on the back end, it just seemed like now, a lot of these, Chris, you know as well as I do, that a lot of these are predetermined what coverages you're going to be allowed to play, can play. They played a lot of single high, which if you give a quarterback like Arch Manning or Quinn Ewers and those receivers a lot of single high coverage, you're going to create some mismatches all the way. But nonetheless, when guys are getting caught flat-footed in the second and third level, whether it's passing off people to different zones, if you're playing zone coverage, or just not being able to stay in phase in man coverage, that is a concern. So I think that's somewhere that, and I think we saw at times, we saw Blue and Baxter and Red at running back be able to kind of have their way in the offensive line that we talked about, you talked about with our friends at, you know, TSU, their offensive line is really experienced. Okay. Other than Cam Williams at right tackle, everybody else is a returning starter, and they kind of, you know, had their way with the run game a little bit. And I think a lot of that has to do with this team still, and I think they will add some, they still need a few bodies on that interior defensive line, I think, to either step up or to be brought in on this roster. So some concerns on the defensive side, but man, the weapons, like we said, the running back room, solid trio. Those new guys at receiver are going to be great. We didn't even see Isaiah Bond get fully incorporated in this game. He was a little bit, but man, you know what he's going to be able to do. And they didn't show everything with Quinn Ewers, right? It's not like they're going to put a ton of stuff out on tape for everybody, all that kind of stuff. But like you said, there's give and take, both sides.
And Blaine, to your point, the Texas offense, we've spent so much time this offseason talking about Ole Miss and others. The Texas offense is going to be as fun to watch as anybody in the SEC, and showing a little bit of love to the interior defensive line. Defensive line as a whole, Alfred Collins, I thought, channeled a little bit of his Ricky Williams there on the pick six. 6'5", 321, by the way, is what he measures. He outran the entire offense on that pick six. First play of the game, by the way. So a very interesting start to that Texas spring game.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. What's up with it?